rest of the story. Once upon a time, into the harbor of a little fishing village, there sailed a magnificent ship, a royal vessel, bearing the good prince, Sri Tribhuwana. Now, the town, as well as the island on which it sat, were part of the prince's realm. And yet so vast was his domain that he had never visited this particular island until now. The fishing village was called Temasek. Its inhabitants, whose ancestors had amused themselves with little more than fishing for many centuries, were now beside themselves with excitement. A royal visit. Why was the prince coming, everyone wanted to know. Some believed it was to hunt in the dark jungle that engulfs most of the island. And indeed, that was so. For years, the prince had heard of the exotic game that roamed these parts. He had longed to stalk and to kill. Big game. And now he would. Shortly after arriving, he and his hunting party set out on their adventure. Brightly colored birds called down to them from their perches high above. The air was clear and fresh, but still no game. The prince grew impatient. Long had they sailed through stormy seas for what had promised to be the hunt of a lifetime, and yet now all began wondering if the stories they were told about the big game on the island was nothing more than fiction. Some hunters' imaginations multiplied and magnified. And then just as the prince and his men were voicing their disappointment, there was a stir in the undergrowth. All fell silent. Another rustling of fronds and branches. And suddenly there sprang into the small clearing a monstrous jungle cat. Fangs bared, claws ripping at the earth. The hunting party scrambled in all directions. But the cat had by then selected her prey. It was the prince himself. The hunter and the hunted had exchanged roles in a heartbeat. With only a few yards of air in between them, the prince could feel the hot breath of the advancing creature. And then the cat eased back toward its haunches. It was preparing to spring at the defenseless prince. But in the next moment, as though from nowhere, one of the prince's attendants rushed in from the side, his spear poised, surprised, the great jungle cat wheeled about and lunged into the green darkness once more. And thus was the prince's life spared. That night back in the village of Temasek, the occasion was celebrated. And forever after, this town shall have a new name, the prince declared, in memory of what happened this day. And that new name will be Lion City. And it is even yet. The name Temasek, which means simply Sea Town, has over the centuries been all but forgotten. The traders and the pirates who subsequently came to the island from distant lands knew it only by the name the fortunate prince had given it. There were only 150 people living there when it became a British possession in 1819. Today there are nearly 3 million. And yet even now, is that isle on the South China Sea at the southern tip of the Malay Peninsula known from that day long ago when a royal life was reclaimed from the jaws of a jungle beast? Of course, in the Malay language, Lion City is Singapura. You call it Singapore. Only now you know the rest of the story.